Act 2, Scenes 1 and 2.
Act 2 opens in the courtyard at Macbeth's castle. In the first scene, Banquo meets Macbeth and tells him that he has dreamt of the three witches and their prophecies.
And Macbeth answers Banquo that he doesn't think about what the witches said any longer. That's clearly a lie, don't you think?
Well, that's quite obvious. In fact, Macbeth seems to get ready to commit the terrible murder. When Banquo leaves, Macbeth has a vision. Listen to what he says.
Is this a dagger which I see before me? The handle toward my hand? Come, let me clutch thee. I have thee not, and yet I see thee still. Art thou not, fatal vision, sensible to feeling as to sight? Or art thou but a dagger of the mind, a false creation, proceeding from the heat-oppressed brain? I see thee yet in form as palpable as this which now I draw.
This is a very famous passage, Macbeth's vision of the dagger. Ooh, that's scary. He's obviously hallucinating here. Do you really think it was his decision alone to kill Duncan?
I don't really know. That's a very difficult question, which has been asked by literary scholars over and over again. Who's really responsible for what Macbeth is about to do? Macbeth himself? Lady Macbeth? Or just the witch's prophecies?
Surely Lady Macbeth is one of the main instigators of the murder, but mind you, Macbeth commits the crime himself. In the second scene, Macbeth returns after having murdered King Duncan with two bloody daggers in his hands.
How does Lady Macbeth react towards her husband then? She must be extremely satisfied.
Not really. Macbeth should have left the daggers with two sleeping guards so that they can be accused of the murder. She orders him to return the daggers.
Go, get some water and wash this filthy witness from your hand. Why did you bring these daggers from the place? They must lie there. Go, carry them and smear the sleepy grooms with blood.
But Macbeth is afraid of going back to Duncan's room to return the daggers. So Lady Macbeth takes them from her husband and carries them to where the sleeping guards lie.
Okay, so now Lady Macbeth is guilty of the crime as well. And they both have blood on their hands.
Yes, but interestingly, Lady Macbeth seems to be without any fear or bad conscience. Even after this terrible deed, she's still able to plan an alibi so that no one will suspect Macbeth and his wife once the murder is discovered.
Phew, that's quite an impressive scene. What's going to happen now? Will they get away with what they have done?
We shall see in the following scenes.
Act 2, Scenes 3 and 4.
Now, the third scene of Act 2 is quite long. What happens? Can you tell me in a few words?
Okay, then. At the beginning of the scene, Macduff discovers Duncan's death.
No, that's not true. First, there is this drunken porter who imagines himself to be the keeper of Hell's Gate.
Oh, yes, I nearly forgot. Well, Macbeth's castle has turned into something like a hell overnight, at least for King Duncan.
You're right there. But let's get back to the plot. So after the little interlude with the porter, Macduff discovers that King Duncan is dead.
Confusion now hath made his masterpiece. Most sacrilegious murder hath broke ope the Lord's anointed temple and stole thence the life of the building.
And then the first suspicions arise as to Macbeth's involvement in Duncan's murder.
How's that?
Macbeth admits that he has killed the two guards in his fury at their murdering the king. Mind you, in everyone else's eyes, the guards are the only two witnesses to what has happened. So Macduff asks Macbeth why he has killed the guards, and Macbeth answers,
"Who can be wise? Amazed, temperate and furious, loyal and neutral in a moment? No man."
Lady Macbeth must have realised the awkwardness of this situation very quickly. She faints and has to be carried away so that no more awkward questions can be asked.
Mm-hmm. The scene ends with Banquo and the other noblemen swearing to investigate the murder further. Duncan's sons, Malcolm and Donald Bain, decide to flee to England and to Ireland respectively, as they are now afraid of being murdered as well.
Scene 4 is a very short scene, but here we learn that after Duncan's death, Macbeth is to be crowned as the new king.
Yes, and the second act ends here on a very dark note. An old man talks to Ross about strange events that mirror the death of King Duncan.
"'Tis unnatural, even like the deed that's done. On Tuesday last, a falcon, towering in her pride of place, was by a mousing owl hawked at and killed."
So with Duncan killed and Macbeth crowned as the new king, the world seems to be turned upside down.